T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The state today reports a record 105 COVID-19 deaths. The old record was yesterday with 98. Also, across the state, nearly 9,700 people with the virus are now being treated in the hospital.
As far as coronavirus cases surge, some hospitals are having trouble keeping their facilities staffed. Stephen Love is the president and CEO of the DFW Hospital Council. He says so far, 6 hospitals are asking for the help from the Federal Disaster Medical Assistance Team, and one hospital has help on the way.
We did ask, don't bring as many paramedics. Bring more nurses if you can. So we're hoping to have at least 36 people, but we don't know the exact complement until they arrive.
He says he expects the team to arrive tonight or tomorrow morning. Hospitals have been kind of shuffling patients around to try and balance out the capacity. Parkland says it's getting help. The additional staff is going to help in a variety of roles.
Meanwhile, Governor Abbott adds several counties to his previous order, increasing hospital capacity by suspending elective surgeries, but not in North Texas.
7 counties, including Dallas County, were included under Governor Abbott's original order suspending elective surgeries. Now, Abbott has expanded that to 11 trauma service areas, which encompass several counties throughout the state. No additional counties in North Texas are included in the new order. Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley says it's a testament to the hospital CEOs who have been communicating with one another to ensure that they all maintain ample capacity.
I appreciate the governor recognizing that and continuing to not just paint the broad brush, but to look at individual areas and make specific decisions based upon the statistics and the data that they're seeing in those areas.
Tarrant County's hospitals are at just over 70% capacity as of this afternoon. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Tarrant County says 520 more people tested positive for COVID, brings the total to 16,700. 5 more people have passed away. They ranged in age from their 40s to their 70s. 259 fatalities from coronavirus in Tarrant County.
With coronavirus cases soaring in Dallas County, health officials say contact tracing is a must.
Another 1,201 people have now tested positive for the virus. 10 more deaths. Numbers show that younger people are coming down with it. Vera Vithalani, medical director at MedStar, says while they do seem willing to get tested, many aren't giving public health officials any info on contact tracing.
Sometimes it's a case of them wanting to notify those people on their own, but it takes it out of public health's hands, and that's really who need to be doing the other 3 legs of that square.
He says that tracing is extremely important to help doctors find out who is getting infected and how. Dallas County also reported 36% of all ER visits in the last 24 hours were COVID-19 related. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the first time in weeks, Denton County reporting somebody with the coronavirus has passed away, the victim in his 80s. That makes number 38 in Denton County. Also, the county's reporting 115 new cases. They now have around 3,700 in Denton County. 93 of them are in Denton County hospitals.
3 more people in Collin County with coronavirus have passed away, and the county is reporting another 160 positive cases. More than 4,100 people in the county have now tested positive. Of those, around 3,300 have recovered. 56 people in the county have now died.
You could be passing along coronavirus and you don't even know that you have it.
According to a new study by Yale University, 48% of COVID infections are tied to people who are pre-symptomatic. they don't even know they're sick.
I think it's definitely a lot more than we had thought.
Dr. Jyoti Kapil is a pathologist in Irving.
You know, it's easy, I think, to stay away from somebody who is sick, or if you have a fever, to stay inside. But these recent studies show that there are people who are spreading this virus that feel completely fine, and they may be out there not social distancing.
Dr. Kapil says it's so important for everyone to wear a mask that covers your mouth and nose, that's tight-fitting, and that you don't touch your face. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.